Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches, mitzvah 138, starting off a new week with the Parsha of the Maisa HaChatas. The Torah tells us in Parsha Tzav, as we have mentioned in the past, that we go through all the Karbanis again after having gone through them in Parshas Vayikra. The first two lines of the Ramban in Parsha Tzav, I never read it inside, so I'll do that now. Amar HaKasav of Parshas Vayikra, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael. Parshas Vayikra starts off, speak to B'nei Yisrael, Kisham Yitzave B'havas HaKarbanos, V'Yisrael Mavimosam. And that's talking about B'nei Yisrael bringing the Karbanos. V'kan Amar, but in Parshas Tzav, it says Tzav is Aaron, Ki Yedaber B'maisa HaKarbanos, V'Kohanim Ya'asu Osam. So all of Vayikra is focused on the ones who have to bring the Karbanos, and Tzav is focused on the ones who have to do the avod of the Karbanos. That is why, even though the Chinuch, following the Rambam, counted all these Karbanos already in Parshas Vayikra, but that was from the vantage point of the ones who were mechuyev to bring them. That's what we spoke about then, the averus that one's chayav achatas for, the averus that one is chayav an asham for, etc. But now we're going to focus on the avodos of those Karbanos, and that's what the Torah talks about here in Parshas Tzav. The Torah tells us in Vav Yud Zayin, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Daber Al Aaron Vabanav Leimar, Zos Toras Achatas. This is the Chatas, as we're going to have three out of the four next mitzvahs. Today is Chatas, the next mitzvah is a detail about Chatas, which we'll get to. After that is Maisa Asham, and then comes Maisa Shlamim. Three in a row, three of the major Karbanos that are discussed here. So the Torah says, Zos Toras Achatas, Bibkom Asher Tishachet Ta'ola Tishachet Achatas. Interesting that the first halacha that is mentioned here in the Torah is the place of Shechita. We'll get into all the details. But the first halacha that's mentioned is that the Ola and the Chatas are shechted in the same exact place. We learned earlier that the Ola is shechted in the Tzafon, so too the Chatas is shechted in the same place. Why is it formulated like this? So many of the Bali Musar discuss that the Klei Yakar points it out on the Pasuk, because the Mefarshim explain, because the Torah has Rachmanis, the Torah wants to be Mechase, the fact that this person is bringing a Chatas, because after all, if everybody sees this guy bring a Chatas, the guy, oh, look, he sinned, he's a sinner, he has to bring a Chatas, so we make it that the Makom Shchitas Chatas is the same place as the Makom Shchitas Ola, and in that way, nobody knows if this person is bringing a chatas or an ola. The Klei Yakar does not like that pshat. He says, "Zet tam chalush." This is a weak reason. Shahari al kalpanim nigla avono kishayiru sheinam akrivo kalala ola. First of all, everybody will notice by the burning. By the burning, chatas, only the fats are burned, and ola, everything is burned. So they'll see that it's a chatas anyway. Va'od hare ha'ola zachar v'chatas nekeva. And also, olas are male, and chatos, most of the time, are female, as we'll get to. So therefore, says the Klei Yakar, I don't like that reason. But there's another reason why I think the Torah links Ola and Chatas in this way. The first halacha, again, about the Maisa Chatas is that it has to be shechted in the place of the Ola instead of just saying the north. It links it. So what's that link for? So he had one pshat, then he gives the other two pshatim. He says there are different reasons, which we spoke about in the past, why one would bring an Ola. Some say that an Ola is brought stam as a present, what the Gemara in Zvachim calls Doron, a present to Hashem, total Nadava. But there are some hints that Ola is Mechaper for certain averos, and specifically, hirhure avera, thinking about averas, thoughts of averas. So says the Klei Yakar, if we say, according to the opinion, that Ola is brought for hirhure avera, so then that's the reason why it's done in the same place as the Chatas, because it's to teach us that the machshava is what starts all of the averas. It all starts with the hirhur. After the hirhur, it leads to the maisa. So it's an ola now, but you should realize it could turn into a chatas. It could turn into something much deeper. So he said that's to teach us. Or if you say the other pshat that an ola is purely a doron, is purely a present, it's not coming to be mechaper for anything. So maybe the pshat is though that after I bring a chatas, Hashem loves me as if I'm totally cleansed, and he accepted as if it's a gift. That's what he says. Ki achoti achashenasana libo lashub betshuva ulahavi chatas lechapara me'azhu merutze v'karbanu merutze lefei Hashem yisbara ki'ilu ikrevola. Baal tshuva, unbelievable. He stands where hardly anyone else stands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it as a daron, as a present. Interesting story related to the idea of the Bali tshuva, that we're all considered Bali tshuva and we're cleansed. In Rabbi Riskin's new sefer, in his autobiography, he quotes a story from the Panovich Rav. When the Panovich Rav was sick, he said he was once visiting New York and he was in the hospital. Rabbi Riskin says he went to visit him and he had to get blood transfusions. So the Panovich Rav said, "I only want Bali tshuva blood." because Rabbi Riskin was teaching in the Kirov program in YU. He says, I want Bali Tshuva, but if they could donate for Rabbi, why? Because B'makam Shabali Tshuva owned him, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim La'amot Sham. Unbelievable story. They Dafka wanted the blood transfusions from Dafka the Bali Tshuva. But that's what the Klei Yochid says here, right? When somebody would become Bali Tshuva, it's as if the Chatas turns into an Ola. And that's why the place where it's done is the same place. And the Torah continues now, and then we'll get to the Chinuch. HaKohen HaMachati Osa Yochlena B'makom Kadosh Teachel B'chatzar HaMoed. The Kohen that does the Avoda, and Rashi here points out that it doesn't have to be that Kohen, but anybody who's Roy to do the Avoda. Yochalena can eat it, whoever is Roy, Bachamakam Kadosh Teachel is Kachi Kachim, has to be eaten in the Azara, Vechulu, and then another halach is quoted, which Baruch Hashem will get to soon. But either way, says the Chinuch now, Kuflam and Ches, Mitzvahs Maisa Achatas, Shinin Stavinu, Sheyasu HaKohenim, Karban Achatas, Alinyan is Kabakasav. We are commanded. Mefarshim point out that this language is found by a number of mitzvahs. We are commanded that the Kohanim do. It doesn't say, Shenitztavu HaKohanim. We are commanded that the Kohanim do the Avoda, as if to say that it's Achiv on all Klal Yisrael, and these are just the Shlichim of Klal Yisrael. So we are commanded that the Kohanim perform the Maisa Avoda of Achatas, Eiz Achata Sheyia, no matter what Achatas it is, Shal Behema, Oof, Shenemar, Zos, Torah Achatas. As it says, these are the this is the halachas of the chatas. Related to this mitzvah, again, we could talk about it by any of the mitzvahs, but we'll talk about it a little bit here before we get into the actual avoda of the chatas, is the Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says, reciting and going through the mitzvah of the chatas is as if we bring a chatas every day. Lamed Aleph from Abayis, Avram Avinu, Es Hashem, B'shas Prus Ben Abasarim, Shem Achas V'Shalom Yisrael, Chotim Lefanecha, Vata Osen Lehem Keter Amabo, Keter Aflaga, maybe Bnei Yisrael are going to sin, and you're going to destroy them. So Amar Lahem, no, I'm never going to destroy them. Amar Lafanav, Abram Avinu asks, Rabona Shalolam Bama'ida, how would I know? How do I know that you're going to destroy them? Amar Lo, Kachali, Eglam Mishuleshes, Vechulu. Take from me Eglam Mishuleshes, what does that mean? Karbanos, Rashi says, Ha Karbanos Yechapro Lehem. The Karbanos will work. Ay, Hashem says, Abram says, Rabona Shalolam, Tenach Bizman Shabesa Migdash Kayam. This works Bizman Migdash, Bizman Shein Besa Migdash Kayam Matahe Alehem. But Bizman, well, there's no Migdash, what's going to be? Amar Lo, Hashem answers, Kfar Tikanti Lohem Seder Karbanos. I've been misakin for them already, Karbanos. Calls Masha Karin Labahen Ma'ale Ani Aleim Ki Ilu Makrivin Lefanai Karban. If they read it, it's as if they're being makriv a karban. Umochel Ani Al Kol Avonos Sam, and I'll be mochel on their avonos. That's the Gemara, and that's the makor of saying the parshas of Karbanos every morning, based on that Gemara. There's a discussion in the Achronim. It's not a discussion; it's a question which you know the answer to, and that is if somebody says there that so we get mechila when we recite the Karbanos. So what happens if we recite the Karbanos and then Mashiach comes, and then the Beis Hamikdash is built? Do we have to still bring the Karbanos? Do we have to keep a record? Or what we don't say? The Yagdol Torah has this, Bisfarm HaKadoshim Danu Himi Sha'asak V'Torahs HaKarbanos Bizman She'ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim Niftar Yidei Chuyuvo or not? So the Mefarshim point out to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Mabez, which is clearly a raya that one still is going to have to bring the carbon, because Rabbi Yishmael there, if you remember the case, either he actually tilted the flame on Shabbos to read by, or he was about to. Either way, he says he was going to write in his notebook that be Shibana Beis HaMikdash, he's going to bring a Chata Shemena. He's going to bring a carbon Chatas. So what do you mean? Why wasn't he just Osek in the Parsha? What does he have to write down in his pin case? The answer is because even if one's Osek, even if one's Korei, you know, it's not totally Niftar, and it's Ke'ilu. Right? What does the Gemara say in Megillah we just read? It's Ke'ilu. That is the discussion. Okay, we'll continue now with Chatas. If we have time at the end, we'll come back to this general issue of reciting Karbanos, and if not, we'll continue in the coming days. But now let's just focus on Chatas. Kvar Amaru Lamalo. Well, first, says the Chinuch. I've already said earlier, Ki Pratia Karb, two points he brings out here. Ki Pratia Karbanos Klomer V'Seder Shchitasen Beza Mako Mubin Yina Karvaza Vaza Asan U'makom Bezman Achilasam. I already said earlier, all the details of every single Karban Ein Lanu Liga B'Machshav Asein It's impossible to know the message of every single detail of every single carbon. Once a person in every city would be able to understand it. So he says, as I said before, I'm giving you general messages about the karbanas, but you should know the details about every karban is not something that I could focus on. Skip a couple of lines. Okay, this details how to do it, and we could try to get the messages of that, but one should realize that I might not be able to explain every single detail. Then the Chinuch quotes the machlokas, which he alluded to before, the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs that none of these mitzvahs in Parshas Sav are counted as separate mitzvahs. Chatas Ashem Ola and Shlamim, we already counted them in Vayikra. Yes, I started off with the Ramban, that one is addressed to the person, the Yisraelim, and one is addressed to the Kohanim, but says the Ramban, Lishitas, was the same Ramban talking, so what? That doesn't mean that they're counted as two separate of the 613. You have to bring them and you have to do the avoda. But that's one big mitzvah. The avoda, the karban ola. The ones who have to bring it and the ones who do the avoda. Chatos, the ones who have to bring it and the ones who do the avoda. Why should that be counted as two mitzvahs? That's the shita of the Ramban. Says the Chinuch, V'hirin ha-Rabban zachron ha-Lavracha, Lo yachshuv taras ha-chadus v'ha-ashem v'ya-olav ha-shlamim me-cheshben ha-mitzvahs. V'yasod zesh ha-marti. The Ramban doesn't count it as separate mitzvahs. L'fi she-ikar ha-tzivui yavo al-chiv ha-kravas ha-karban. Because the ikar tzivui is on the chiv to bring it. V'seder ha-siyaso achar-kein eino bedin she-yichashe mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The avod is not a separate mitzvah. Ki al-kopani mitzarech ha-kasav l'aminos ha-namaisa. Obviously, if you bring a karban, you got to know there's what to do with the karban. But it doesn't mean it's a separate mitzvah. And he quotes the language of the Ramban, V'zeh Lashono, Kol Maisar Karbanas Mitzvah Achas, V'nitztavu Kol Zera Aharon Ba'avodasam. They have to do a general mitzvah zaseh, Shemra Vavatem Avodas Matana Etenes Kehunaschem. They do the avoda, so don't count it as a separate mitzvah. So it's interesting. You might have included each of the avodas in the separate chiyuvim of the Karbanas. The Ramban seems to say, no, it's a general avoda mitzvah. But then, says the Chinuch, Im Kol Zeh, Miderech Cheshban HaRambam Zechronon Levracha, Asher Tafasnu B'mitzvahs Lo Nata, we did not stray from the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs, So do we. V'hadavar sheyikshe nitzle hakoshi banu v'lo bo. You have a problem with that? Don't bother the Rambam. Ask us. Ki hu be'emesi basinu basic zeh. It's the Rambam. Why? It is the Rambam which is the basis for what we are doing here, says the Chinuch. U'miyado zachinu lo yunuach hatzadik al mishkavo. Okay. But this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam, whether you count this as separate mitzvahs. The mitzvahs HaMelech, I think we mentioned this back in Parshas Vayikra, the mitzvahs HaMelech, Rav Sement notes that what's the nekudas HaMachlokas possibly in Svara, in Lumdis, between the Rambam and the Ramban, how do we look at Karbanas? When we have the Avoda being performed by the Kohanim, is there one Chiv? There's one Chiv, Chovas Bailim. The Kohanim are fulfilling the Bailim, the Bailim's Chiv. Or should I say no? There's the Chova of the person, and then the chov of the bailim. It's separate. Yes, the Gemara Nedarim asks, are the Kohanim shluchei derachmana or shluchei didan? Are they Hashem shlichim or they are shlichim? Maybe it's related to that, but I don't think you have to connect those two ideas. No matter what you answer to that question, you could say here, in terms of conceptual analysis, what is the chiv of the karban? The avoda, is that just in lieu of the owner? Is it just in lieu of the owner? It works well, according to Shluchei Didan, but you can still say, you can still work it out, Shluchei Derachmana, that they're Shluchim of Hashem, not just Shluchim of the people. But the Ramban would say that it's one Chiv, that they're fulfilling, while the Rambam would say no. That's how the Mitzvah Zamalach says. The Ramban holds, the Mistav Aloma, the Kol Karban, may Rei Shad Gemira, Michovas HaBailamu. El Demaisa HaKrava, De'enak Sheira, Ali De'Bailam, De'Zarmeim, Be'ino Lezeshi, Yasena HaKohanim, Aval Eino Mi Mitzvah HaKohanim, Adarabba, Michovas HaBailamu, Sheyasena HaKohanim. Like we pointed out, Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, maybe it's two separate Chiyuvim altogether. Okay, so that is related to how many mitzvahs that you count. Continuing the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah, before we get to the many details in the Minchas Chinuch, Masha Amru Zecharnam Lavracha, Sha'achatos Bar Mechameshas Minim, five types of chatos, Mikvasim Ve'izim Ve'bakar Bingdol Mektanim, older, younger, it's flexible, there's no specific age, sheep, goats, bakar, Viktanos, Vigdola Shalahem, Nefarish Inyanim B'Shlamim, Be'ezus Hashem. I'll get to more of the specific animals later on when we talk about Shlamim. Ubon Gavkein Beimin HaZachon and Akeva, most chatos are females, but he says there are some that might be males. Minatarmu mi b'nei ayona. There are birds, right? Chatos ha'of. Farkasano Vamala Ksati Yichados Ovi spoke about that a little bit in the past, that instead of Shchita, Malika is done. V'yesh mena chatos shayibon ala tzibur kulan. Most chatos are private karbanos, but there are a couple that are public karbanos. Right, public karbanos, for example, the Sir Lazazel is on Yom Kippur, is a chatos that's brought on behalf of the tzibur. The Parhelim Davreshel Tzibur is a chatos that's brought on behalf of the Sanhedrin, or on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. There are some chatos, the are chatos brought on Rosh Chodesh and on Yantif. So those are all chatos at tzibur. V'yeshen bo'an ala yachid. And there are some that are brought private. Uv'smehen ala me'al tzibur. So it goes through all of the different types of chatos. Okay? And skipping a couple of paragraphs, at the end, v'ruhaketh mitzvah sabayis b'zichrei kuna. This applies to the male kohanim who do the avodah. V'akohen over v'loas achadas kamishpa bitel azizeh. If a kohen does not do the proper avodah of the chatos, he was mevatel v'yaseh, as well as, I might add, which we're going to get into now, Bezrat Hashem, that if he messes up on the avodah, he might owe and might be chayav to pay the owner for the chatas. Besides messing up and being mevatel the mitzvah of the maisa chatas, but he might have been mazik. He might have been mazik and might have to pay to the owner for messing up his carbon. Okay, let's now see some of the details of the carbon. So when one brings a chatas, the first thing that is done, as many karbanas, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Os Aleph, Dibur Maskel Vihine, all karbanas, most karbanas I should say, require smicha, require leaning on the animal, b'chol kocho. You have to lean on the animal, and the Minchas Chinuch does not mention it, but we know that along with smicha goes vidui. We are mizvada, we confess on the animal. What do you confess? So by a chatas it's easy. The Rambam writes in Parag Gimel, in Hilchos Maaser Karbanas, you're mizvada, the avera that you did. Whatever avera that you did, it's a little more difficult to figure out what smicha is used for by other karbanos. But the Rambam says at the end of Perek Gimel and Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, the ketzat somech imhaya hakarban kachay kachim amido betzafon upanav lamayrav. You put it into the north side. Fahasomech omed b'mizrach upanav lamayrav umeniach shtei yadav bein shtei kronos umisvade al chatas avon chatas v'al asham avon asham v'al ola. He even adds misvade avon asev avon lo sasei shenita glasei. So whenever there's a sin involved, like here, so you do it. And then he says, what about shlamim? That we've quoted in the past. So you just say divrei shevach by a shlamim. But that is smicha. So first smicha is done by carbon chatas. And there are, the Mishnah says in Menachos, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, there are even two karbanos tzibur that have smicha. Seir, he says, Ainto, carbon seer generally does not need except for two. The seer mishtalayach, which is the sent out seer on Yom Kippur, and the parallel never shall seer. So those are two limudim that you learn. Os beis is a crucial os in the Menachas Chinuch. This is where he talks about the uniqueness of the Maisa Chatas. The avod of the Chatas, we had an Ian shear about this. The avod of the Chatas is different than every other avoda, especially in regards to its zrikas. The zrikas hadam is really the part of the avoda that brings kapara, that brings atonement. And Chatas has unique halachas regarding its zrika, different than any other karpan. In at least three ways. If you look in the middle of that paragraph, in Oz Beis, he talks all about these, about the eighth to last skinny line. First of all, when you bring the blood to the Mizbeach, all other karbanas, you take the cup, the Mizrach, and you just fling the blood from the cup onto the Mizbeach. By a chatas, you have to dip your finger in, and then sprinkle that from the finger. And every sprinkling of the chatas needs a separate different tefillas etzba. Number one. Number two, by a chatas behema, unlike asham, unlike ola, unlike shlamim, by a chatas behema, the sprinkling is done above the chutas sikra, the top half of the Mizbeach, and not the bottom half. And number three, it's not done as, for example, a shlamim and an ola on two diagonally opposite corners. And in that way, you cover your bases, because on every corner it splashes to both sides, and all four sides are covered. No. By a chatas, it has to be one on every corner. And it's done on the kronos, on the horns on top of the mizbeach. So there is a more comprehensive area of halacha. The most comprehensive halachas of zrikas is by chatas. Why? Because chatas is the ultimate mechaper. It's ba'al chait. Asham also, but we'll talk about asham in a couple of days. But chatas is the ultimate mechaper. That's why it has the most comprehensive halachos when it comes to these zrikas. Because it needs to be mechaper for the chait. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch says in the next os gimel, as we know, the first mishnah in Zvachim, by all other karbanis, if the Kohen, for some reason, has a different karban in mind. He's doing an Ola and he has a Shlamim in mind. He's doing a Shlamim and he has an Asham in mind. They're all kosher. They're all kosher b'di'evet. They just don't count for the owner. You got to bring another one. But they're all kosher, except for two. Chatas and Pesach on Erev Pesach. Pesach on Erev Pesach, because you have to be Yotzi, your current Pesach. What about Chatas? Because as well, there is a tight connection, and there has to be a tight connection between the Karban Chatas and the person bringing the Chatas. Because he has to get Kapara for all of these Averis. And therefore, if it's done L'shem a different Karban, that passels the Karban. Chatas is unique in that area. The first Mishnah Menachas as well. A Minchas Chote as well, the same halacha applies. The second that a Karban Chatas is disassociated from its owner, so then it becomes passel. This also fits with the halacha L'moshe Misinai. I didn't find the Minchas Chana quote it, but it's related. The halacha Moshe Misinai is that if a chatas becomes disconnected from its owner in five different ways, the way that you remember it is vitimna. Vitimna is Rashi Tevos. Vitimna, vlad chatas. You have a baby of a chatas. Right, so the baby of a carbon chatas is not connected. It's a chatas, but it's not connected to an avera, to a person. Tough is temures chatas. Yesterday's parsha. You try to substitute mem mesu ba'aleha. The owner dies before the carbon is brought. Nun niskabra ba'acher. A chatas was lost. You bring a different one, and then the first one was found. Ayin is aver shnase. It got too old. So in any of those five cases, the halacha Moshe Misina is these animals have to be left to die. Right, chata, they're called chatos hamesos, because the second that a chatos is disconnected from its owner, it's meaningless. It undermines its definition, and therefore it ceases to exist, and that's why they have to die. So that is the uniqueness of the avoda of a chatos, is that it has the most comprehensive zrika halachas, and it must exist connected to its owner. There are many other halachas in the next column, Dibur Masel V'Yesh Od, if by a chatas, besides the problem of Shinui Hashem, which is shechted for a different karban, if you shechted for a different owner, Shini Bailin, that also passels the chatas, unlike other karbanas. There is a question, if you turn over in Os Dalid, in Menachas Chinuch and Os Dalid, this is a question that comes up many times in Zvachim and elsewhere in Shas, and that is when we talk all about problematic thoughts of a Kohen, thinking about the wrong karban, thinking about the wrong owner, is that purely machshava or is that dibur? Does the Kohen have to say it? We'll talk in a few days about pigel. What if a Kohen thinks pigel, which means I'm going to eat the carbon or do this zrikas in the wrong time? Does he have to say it or could he even think it? Right, this comes up outside of Kachem as well. The Rishonim discussed in Perek HaMafkin, in Bava Metzia, if somebody thinks about using an item that they're watching, sholeach yad bepikadon. What if choshev l'shloach yad, the last mission in that Perek, if they think, is that literal? Tosfos says it has to be dibur. So many times you have this discussion, is machshava enough to label something, or do you need dibur? So that is the discussion in Os Dalid. Minchas Chana quotes a couple of jitas. One final point, and then we'll have to continue with some of these issues in the coming days. In Os Tes, the Minchas Chana quotes another unique halacha that applies to chatas. Some Tanam say that it applies to other karbanas as well, but it for sure applies to chatas. Why? Because the Torah says so. It's Torah Shebichsav. There's a pasuk here that says, that I did not read, Kol asher yigabiv sara yigdosh, v'asher yiza midama ala beged asher yiza ala techabis b'mokam kadosh. There's a special halacha, and it's a whole perek in Zvachim called Dam Chatas. Dam Chatas, if the blood of a chatas, before it is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, spills onto a beged, spills onto a kli, spills onto something, the halacha is that has to be washed, kibus b'makam kadosh, because that blood has special status, and therefore, it has special halachas about if it splashes onto a beged b'chulu. This also connects to what we just said before, because the blood, which has to do with the zrika by a chatas, has special halachas, and that is why the halachas of dam chatas only apply to chatas, and even according to the other Tanoim, it applies to chatas, and it's not said beferish in Torah Shebichsav by other kabbanis. And that the Minchas Chinuch on the whole next page talks all about the halachas of dam chatas. What? How do you wash it? And if it goes out and it becomes tame, how do you bring it back in? If you rip it into little pieces and then bring it back in, you're not allowed to rip big kahuna. So that's the interesting discussion in Os Yud. Maybe we'll talk more about that in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good one live by Omer, and we will continue.